I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am your Monday host of Chico Now. And so on Mondays, our show is also called Helping People. We do this because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me and my office at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. That's ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And we have spent the last 2 weeks talking about transitioning your kids from summertime to school time. And now we are about 2 weeks into the school year. We're starting our third. And things should be starting to settle in for you a little bit. Although, it's still probably a little bit power struggles with your kiddos. I've been noticing that in my practice. And so I wanted to continue on that line of conversations today. The power struggles with your kids and school and work. So I'd like to start out by asking you to think about what the end of your workday feels like to you. What it feels like, not what it is like, but what it feels like. You walk out of your office or your place of business and you get in your car, and then what? Do you have to drive to, do you just drive straight home? Do you have to run to the grocery store first? Do you have a couple errands to run? Is there a second job you go to? Do you have to go to the after school program to grab the kids and then get home? What does all that feel like after work? Do you feel a sense of relief? Or do you feel a sense of, I still have all this stuff to do before I can relax and have that sense of relief? And so while you're going through all of that, what does that feel like? And then you get home, and now what do you have to do when you get home? Do you have chores to do? Do you have homework to do? Whether it's homework from your own therapist or homework from you brought office work home or homework from you're going back to school or whatever, some sort of obligation that is someone else's deadline on you. Okay. So I just want you to connect to with what that feels like. And then you cook dinner and then you all eat the dinner and then you clean up the dinner. And now what? What does that feel like for you? And you are an adult. You are an adult with life experiences and resources. You have the ability and the experience to talk yourself into things. You know, I just have one more hour. I just have to get this stuff done. And once this is done in an hour, I can do this and this and this, and I can relax. And you have a good accounting of how long an hour is and what that feels like, because you are an adult and you have the ability to say 1 hour feels like this much time. In the grand scheme of time, this is what 1 hour feels like. This is how many hours I'll have left. This is how much reasonable time I'll have to do other things and relax. Because you are an adult. Now I want you to do your very best. Just do your best to either imagine that you are a child or remember being a child. Because a child doesn't know what an hour is. I mean, they understand the concept and they've learned to tell time. But in the grand scheme of things, an hour is forever. It's so long. Unless they're having fun and then they didn't have enough time and you're saying, you had a whole hour. It still wasn't enough time. because it's just this concept that takes time for your body and your brain to kind of consolidate. And it's not until you're an adult that that is truly consolidated. And a lot of times we tell our kids, you have an hour to get this done. You have an hour to clean your room. You have an hour to get your homework done. You have an hour to play, and then you have to do your homework. And you need to do that. That's very good parenting to tell them how much time they have to get it done rather than just tell them to do it and then come in an hour later and expect it to be done. So it's very good parenting for you to tell them you have 1 hour. That's how their bodies learn what an hour feels like, right? But to give them that grace and that understanding that they don't have that concept at the mature level that you have it. And to be able to say, well, once you do this for an hour, you're going to have another hour to just relax and play. Because the grand scheme of things, that's just 1 hour and is its own self. And then the next hour is in its own self. They don't see the grand scheme of 1 hour of this equals 3 hours of that. All they see is 1 hour of this. And that's so arbitrary because sometimes an hour is really, really fast. And sometimes an hour is so long. And so giving them the grace of understanding and reminding them, hey, you're halfway through your hour. It's been half an hour. You have half the same amount of time that we just had. That's how much time you have left. So whether that's a lot of time left or a little bit of time left, I mean, they're going to have to make that decision for themselves. But you're helping to teach that. Just say you have 1 hour to do this to a 7-year-old, that it's just unrealistic expectation. Say you have 1 hour to do this to a 15 or 16-year-old, that's a little bit more realistic, but know that they still don't have the full concept down yet, internally in their heart. Okay, see you in a second.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and you're listening to Helping People on KKXX Radio, 104.5 FM, 9:30 AM. And we're talking about helping your kids grasp the concept of time in regards to continuing to ease the transition from summer into fall and all of the new expectations. And so I just want to remind you that this show is for information providing purposes only. It is not a substitute for your own personal therapy. If anything we're talking about triggers you and you feel like this is something you need to explore deeper in your own life, that I'm encouraging you to go out into your community and find somebody who's qualified to talk with you deeper. I work in Chico. You can find me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. But I know our listening audience ranges far beyond Chico. And so I like to use psychologytoday.com to find folks in the area who are qualified, because you get to read a little bio about them and get their contact information and all that good stuff. So we were just talking about helping your kids grasp the concept of what does an hour look like and feel like. And I asked you to understand how your day is. So when you come home at the end of the day, or you come home or you're waking up in the morning and you tell the kids we have to leave in an hour, that's still kind of arbitrary to them. So giving them those time cues. And I will tell you, because I'm a mom and my kiddo just graduated high school last June, it's exhausting and it is a pain in the butt. It is a pain in the butt. I know what I'm asking you to do. It's just one more thing on your plate in the morning when you're trying to get out the door and you're trying to balance your own self and the family and the time schedules. It's just one more thing. But you know what? It's one more thing that helps your family and it helps your kids. And while it's one more thing for you to deal with, they need it. And it makes a difference. It really genuinely makes a difference. So giving them the time thing, getting them up a little bit early. A lot of kids, the parents think they're being kind by letting them sleep in, except that the kids need to be have that time to come online. They've been sleeping. They've been in rest mode. Their processor has been turned off. And they can't just turn back on. Even your computer, you turn it on and it takes a little while to like warm up and check for updates and do all that. But we ask our kids to get out of bed and just get on the ball because we were so nice we let them sleep in. But we're not being so nice by doing that. It's totally, it's coming from a good place, parents. But it's kinder to get them up an extra 20 minutes early. Give them a little snack on the couch. It's not even breakfast time. Let them zone out. Let them watch Mr. Rogers or Sesame Street or whatever it is. Even if it's Good Morning America, as long as it's not super stressful, Good Morning America. Like, you know, we've got a lot going on in the world right now. Maybe they don't need to be present to that first thing in the morning. But letting them, or you just have the music on. You just have the radio on. And they're sitting on the couch. They get a little cup of orange juice, or I like Ovaltine for my kids. It also has vitamins in addition to the sugar. So they got to just sit there and eat a little bit of a half of a Nutri-Grain and a small 8-ounce cup of Ovaltine. And they can sit there and zone out and look at the wall for a few minutes while you're running around doing whatever you're doing. And you give them 15 minutes to do that, 20 minutes to do that. They'll end up going to bed earlier. Once that becomes a routine and their little bodies get used to getting up early, they'll start going to bed a little earlier. So it'll end up working out. They might even fall back asleep on the couch, but they were there and present and people were moving and there's activity happening. They're coming online slowly but surely. Then you get them up. Then you start having them get out the door and get dressed and doing the things that they need to do. And so communicating to them, okay, you have 20 minutes to sit on the couch. You have 15 minutes to sit on the couch and drink your juice. And then you have 5 minutes to finish your juice. Then we're going to put on our clothes. Time comes, you walk them to the bedroom. You've got, maybe they pick out their own clothes or you picked it out for them, depending on their age. They get dressed and you start doing that. And then, okay, we have 10 minutes until we have to walk out the door. 5-minute warning before we walk out the door. We're walking out the door. Because this is how kids learn what time feels like in their body and what to expect. What does 15 minutes look like? When mom says you have 15 minutes to finish dinner because you're the last one at the table and I want to run the dishwasher, what does 15 minutes look like or feel like? I don't know. I'm 6. So now, like, the more often you give them these time schedules and then you remind them, okay, 5 more minutes until your time is up, their body starts understanding how long they have. And as they get older and older and older, they're better able to monitor their play. So then you say, okay, you can play with the neighbor kid for 1 hour in the backyard, but then it's dinner time and you need to come in. But you're busy doing other stuff. You don't have time to constantly evaluate 1 hour. You've laid down the groundwork. They kind of know what an hour is, what an hour feels like. You holler out the window. It's been an hour. Billy needs to go home, get inside for your dinner. And their body was ready for it because you've put in, you've invested that time. So start investing that time now if you're not already doing it. And if you are already doing it, is there a way that it could be improved upon? What could be done differently? Okay, one more segment, one more set of commercials, and then we're done for the day.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And just to remind you, I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find out more about me if you go to our website, ChicoCreekCounseling.com or JessicaWilkerson.com. Okay, so we were just talking about helping your child understand what an hour feels like and laying down the groundwork now so that when they're in adolescence or when they're later on in their lives when they're adults, they have better time management and there's less pushback, less of a power struggle about the changing into the new activity. So sometimes it'll be a good change. Hey, stop playing or stop watching your TV show because we're going to the park. And they'll still give pushback about it. What? What are you talking about? You love the park. Once we get to the park, you're going to run around and play and have a great time. And then when it's going to be time to leave the park, you're going to complain about leaving the park. And I'm going to say, well, we're going to go home and eat dinner, and then we're going to get a red box and watch a movie. And that sounds really, really fun, but you still don't want to leave the park. And every single thing is this giant drama, even though they're good things. So then the bad ones, like you've got to go get a filling at the dentist and then we're going to get you a shot. I mean, kids don't want to get shots, right? So we're going to go do really boring things and you have to have a shot. They're really going to kick back about that if they're kicking back about the good ones, right? So teaching them that time management and what it feels like in their body, and teaching them how to look forward to the positive things. So we haven't really talked about looking forward to the positive things yet. So I'd like to start with that too, right now. One of the ways to do that is to start teaching them how to fantasize. Because this is kind of a twofer. When they fantasize, they feel like they have a little bit of power and control. And kids don't have power and control about much of anything. Really. They don't have control over their emotions. Their parents are helping them learn that. They don't have control over their schedule. They don't have control over what their sibling is doing. They don't have control whether or not they get to play with a toy or go do the outing that they want to do. They're at everybody else's mercy. So teaching them how to fantasize about the future gives them a little bit of outlet where they have control. It also helps them learn how to look forward to a future event when they're able to fantasize and then it comes true. So let's talk about that a little bit. It's nighttime, it's before bed, or it's in the car on the way to school. I am not a good bedtime mom. Like once it's bedtime, I'm tired, I'm done. I have been working with people all day. I just want to go night-night. I want you to go night-night because I need an hour of grown-up time before I go night-night. So I'm not the mom who sits in the bedroom fantasizing with her kids, even though that is a very good time to do it. And if you are that kind of person, then that is a really good time to do it for kids because when you leave the room, they still have all that time before they fall asleep to be able to fantasize. So if that is your strong suit, it is not mine, I'll be honest, then that I think is probably the best time to connect with your child in the regard to fantasy. I do it best in the car, on the way to school and on the way home, especially on the way home, because then we can kind of go our separate ways. I can cook dinner, they can play in their room, and they can continue their fantasy without needing me to be part of it, and I can get my stuff done. And then we can process it at dinner. That's my style. So what works for you? There might be a third option for you, okay? So, and that's awesome. Teaching them how to fantasize and then following it through. So you start small. What do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. Okay. So if you got to pick what we were doing this weekend, would you want to stay home and do something at home in the house? Or would you want to go out and about in town? Well, I'm tired of being home. We're home all week. I want to do something out and about. Okay. So if you went out and about, would you want to go do something active? Or would you want to do something kind of where it's more mellow? So, and then they would say, I want to be active. I hate sitting around. Or I want to be mellow. I'm active at school all day. Okay, so do you want to go running around to the park or hiking north Upper Bidwell? Or do you want to go to a movie or just go to Powell's or whatever, the ice cream shop or the candy shop, and just walk around downtown and look at all the different little stores? Like letting them learn how to fantasize. What do you want? When this Saturday, let's go out to lunch. What kind of lunch do you want to have? Like say it's Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. Where do you want? I want you to pick lunch. Do you want sandwiches or do you want soups or do you want Mexican food or do you want Chinese food? And letting them fantasize. What kind do I want? Well, you don't have to pick until lunchtime on Saturday. So you keep thinking about it. They keep thinking about it. You ask them a little bit, ooh, where are we going to go on Saturday? Ooh, what are we going to have on Saturday now and then? And then you follow it through. So they got to fantasize, and then it came to fruition. They had power in their lives. All right. I'll see you next week. This is Jessica Wilkerson.